A man who's synonymous with football and soccer here on 1116 SEN and part of Fox Sports coverage is Michael Zappone. He joins us on the line to have a chat about this. Good morning to Zappers.
Good afternoon, gents.
Happy New Year, John.
I'll get it right.
Yeah,
come on, Zappers. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Were you surprised about this press release that came out only an hour ago?
Yeah, I think it caught everybody by surprise. I don't think we were surprised at John Van Schip, you know, about his long-term future. I think the general consensus was that he was going to be there till the end of the season, and then Melbourne City would appoint somebody new at the end of the season. JVS has always made the point that this was a short-term thing for him, and he was always wanting to get back to the Netherlands. So it was surprising, you know, he kept his obviously personal information and details about his family very close to him, as you would. And it came as a surprise to everyone in the football community this morning.
My esteemed colleague in front of me, Zappers, doesn't seem to think that this will affect Melbourne City in regards to the change of coaches. Michael Volkanis, of course, has been with John Van Schip, so that there's sort of some sort of similarity there. How do you think it'll affect the team?
Yeah, look, let's talk about their on-field performances over the last month. They've been disappointing. They have underachieved. They had a great start to the season. They won the club's first trophy in the FFA Cup on the 30th of November, but since that day, have not won a game in the A-League. So I'm sure Melbourne City fans would agree that that's not what they would have expected from this side, who is a very strong side, a very strong squad, and a team that is expected to challenge for the title this year. So things haven't gone according to plan since that FFA Cup win. And I don't think that JVS would have been too distracted. He would have been professional about the way he would have gone about his business. And I just think that, over the last month, teams have really started to figure out the way they're playing Melbourne City, and Melbourne victory in that derby was a prime case in point. They had a lot to prove, and they really took the game to Melbourne City on that night, and in the end took the 3 points. So, they have got a target on their back, Melbourne City. They're the team that everybody wants to beat at the moment. And given the publicity that they had in the pre-season, the signings that they made in the pre-season, they are the team that everyone wants to beat. So they're finding it tough just at the moment.
Michael, we had Ferran Soriano from Manchester City in Melbourne for the FFA Cup final. And he spoke about the fact that we now have a target because we are now a champion, or at least we've won some silverware. And he said he understands, but he said to all the fans and to the extended City family, stand by because the next 10 years is going to be some sort of ride. And, when you have someone at the very top of the City Football Group telling you that we now understand that we're going to be the hunted, but we're going to take that on. That responsibility is ours. We wanted to make the club an important club, one that everyone wants to pursue. Well, the challenge is on. It's up to the players now and the entire coaching group. And the women will bounce back and get back into winning form. And they will lead the men back. Don't worry.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing, George, and you're close to the club, is that, how quickly will they move to appoint a senior coach? We've seen Wellington Phoenix with Chris Greenacre as the assistant coach come in as an interim coach. Will they keep Michael Valkanis till the end of the season, or will this be something that they'll move quickly on? I'm not doubting Michael Valkanis's coaching credentials, but I would like to see them make an appointment very quickly so the players have some certainty about the future of the club between now and the end of the season, and they're not stuck in this whirlpool of uncertainty. So, and they have the resources behind them to attract big-name coaches. And we have already seen speculation regarding Josip Gombau, who was appointed by the City Football Group in a capacity in New York last year. He is now currently the coach of the Olly Roos and part of Ange Postecoglou's setup. So whether Gombau leaves the national coaching role to move into a club role is a big question. But there have been discussions between Gombau, I understand, and City Football Group in the past. So the door is open for him, or do they go to someone within the City Football Group in New York or in Manchester, in fact, and bring a big name here to coach the club. That wouldn't surprise me, but I'd like to see them do it sooner rather than later.
With the Citigroup, Zappers, is there an opportunity? And they, of course, Melbourne City itself is a little bit of a breeding ground, I suppose, for City as the club overseas, and they hope that some young guys come through and make their way.
Aaron Moy,
at one point, an example.
An example for everyone.
Could they also use Melbourne City as a training ground for their future coaches as well?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, they've got some very well-credentialed coaches who are working their way through the system in England at the moment. And, you know, that could be an option for them. And that is the beauty of the model of the City Football Group. They do have the structure where players like Aaron Moy have the opportunity to move abroad, and other players have the opportunity to move to New York and play in the MLS. So, as I said, there are... Probably they are the best credentialed club in terms of resources in the A-League. And so they now have the opportunity to bring someone out here who could be at the start of their coaching career to gain some experience at senior level. It'll be fascinating to see just how quickly they move. As I said, and I'd love to hear George's thoughts on this, just how quickly they might move and what his expectations are from a City Football supporters' point of view.
I'd like to hear them too.
Zappers, my thoughts are that Brian Marwood, the global, acquisition or talent headhunter, will be right across this, especially over the last few days, and they will have mapped out a pathway or an opportunity, and it's either in-house or, as you alluded to, just within the broader City family. And he's been marvellous. He's been to and fro right around the world, basically flying with Etihad every other day to make sure that New York's on target, Manchester City is bouncing back after some setbacks, and making sure that Melbourne is getting what it needs. He was here to make sure that the FFA Cup final ended up in the City strong room, and I'm sure that we'll hear something, probably through Fox, real soon.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Because you talk about expectations on the club, and you know, I think the expectations on the club this year are that they finish in the top two, given the recruitment that they've brought to Melbourne. They've recruited Tim Cahill, of course, and some other great players. And we've seen Fernando Brandan make a great impact. We've seen quite a few other players who've come in. Nicholas Colasso, of course, Luke Bratton, Neil Kilkenny, Michael Jakobsen. So a lot of new players have come in, and they're expecting success from this team this year. They've ticked one box with the FFA Cup, but they've just fallen off the pace a little bit in the A-League at the moment. We're only halfway there. There's a lot of football to be played, but they do need to improve on what we've seen in the last month if they're going to challenge for a top two spot, because they're off the pace at the moment, and they need to start to bridge that gap between Sydney FC and Melbourne Victory now, who are ahead in those top two positions on the table.
Zappers, I only say two words: Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, well, that's right, George. Anything can happen from third or fourth or fifth position as well. So that's the beauty of finals football, and City has the team. If they were to finish fourth or third, you wouldn't want to meet them in the finals because they are capable of beating anyone on their day, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Zappers, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Zappone talking to us about what was a bit of a shock press release that came out only just over an hour ago. Melbourne City FC regrets to announce that Hyundai A-League coach John Vanskip has resigned.